Today, we are talking with an 80-year-old husband, father, business owner, car enthusiast, and former politician. What year were you born?
45.
We know that you were born in Clay County, but where were you born in Clay County?
Oneida.
At the hospital there?
Yeah.
Where did your family live when you were growing up?
Well, tell us about growing up in Clay County. What'd you do for fun?
We split every mud hole, swam every day, and my mother would say, that creek ain't fit to get in, and I couldn't understand that. Why, the pretty blue water, Ronnie.
Yeah.
And everybody up crawfish at their toilets over. Oh, God.
But I loved it.
Oh, yeah. And my best friend lived around, just around the little old road from Brian there.
Uh-huh.
And Brian was, I grew up with him and Danny, and I was always smaller. And they punched me pretty hard.
Picking on the little guy.
The swimming holes. There was another person that told us about the swimming holes.
Hickory hole.
There you go. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
So besides all that, can you tell us what, best you can, what was life like growing up on Horse Creek?
It was rough. We had plenty to eat. You wasted nothing. You left no lights on when you come out of the room. That was number one.
Conserve.
That's the way you live. Because they'd come through the Depression, your parents had, and they, hard time. Daddy, it was always hard times. When I was buying my place here off of Lambert, right off your dad, he said, now you're giving too much for that place. I said, I don't care. I've got to have a house. And look where he wound up.
Yeah, right beside you. What about growing up, you all stayed outside?
We played in the woods every day. We eat these little hazelnuts that grew on the trees.
Uh-huh.
We never had nothing to play with, just what you made yourself. I made a ball once with a rock, put a rock in it, a round rock.
Yeah.
And we were sitting at the table, and it come right through the window, and batted it. And I got whipped, too, because I made it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what would you say is your favorite tale, your favorite story from when you was real young, playing around on Horse Creek?
Well, I went and got me a hot dog, and they told us at school, Myrtle made hot dogs over there, and you could walk to the road and order you a hot dog, and she'd bring it over to you.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered me a hot dog, and that Miss Lucy Smith,
uh-huh. Oh yeah,
she was a cat. She made me throw it down. And I had to go without anything to eat the rest of the day. And I thought that was ridiculous that she made...
Throw food away.
She made me throw it away. She wouldn't let me eat it.
Yeah.
Well, I was only in about third grade. I believe I had Miss Elsie. And Lucy H. taught the fourth, I believe. Nobody could stand her, you know. I mean, she and Miss Elsie was mean, too.
Yeah.
Of course, they had to be mean.
I was getting ready to say they had to.
I was in, the nurse would pull up, and you'd think it was a stampede. I'm telling you, running out of school or getting away from
the nurse.
She couldn't give them a shot. She couldn't catch them. Now, that's true.
And they were big boys. So well, you had to be kind of stern.
They put us, I was in the second grade, and they put us in fifth grade with the fifth graders, and they set them boys with big brogan shoes on.
Yeah.
Well, they're grown.
Yeah. They was big as the teachers.
Up here.
What school the teacher, was that?
Right there by the Baptist Church.
Okay. Horse Creek.
And Roy Jarvis tore it down about it by himself.
Who were some of your teachers? Lucy H., Miss L.C.?
And Miss Viola and Miss Hazel Hensley. T.C. was the principal. And I, we moved to Curry Branch and we went to Brown School one day.
One day.
We quit. Went back to Horse Creek.
Did you like school?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What was your favorite subject?
Arithmetic.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that kind of fits you.
We'd have, like, get a blackboard. Every room had a big blackboard in it. And the teacher would write down these problems on one side and the other side, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd race. See who could win, you know.
Oh yeah.
I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
And I took typing in high school when I was a freshman. They had one electric typewriter in there.
Mm-hmm.
You had to be in there early to get that electric typewriter.
Uh-huh.
And I had Miss Birchall. B. Birch.
Oh, okay.
She said, "Didn't get that letter today." I said, "No, I fooled around outside trying to coordinate." She said, "Well, you'll learn." I said, "Yeah."
Well, how did you get to school and around places? Like,
we walked to grade school from Hymel, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody walked. I mean, it was just like a... Well, you get killed now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody would. Nobody had a car, hardly.
Yeah.
You know, Daddy went forever and never had a car.
What was his first
and
car?
He could afford one, but too tight to buy one.
What was his first car?
He had a pickup truck.
A truck.
And he run over me with it.
What?
Run over both my legs. It had the running boards, they called them on it.
Yeah.
I was 50-some, I guess. Well, it had to be. And I run to jump up on it, and I missed, and went right under that truck. And it run over both of my legs. And they didn't even take me to the doctor.
Did
oh
it hurt
gosh.
You?
Hell, I couldn't walk for there's a guy patted me on the shoulder at a Horse Creek day down here.
Yeah.
And he said, "That's the man that made you the crutch when you got run over the truck." I said, "Sure enough." I didn't know him, but he remembered me. Mama and Cletus were on a little restaurant there in Slate City.
Yeah.
And that's what I was doing there, and Daddy come around through her, and he run. Of course, it's my fault.
Yeah. They probably said he'll learn next time. Don't run and try to jump up on the running boards.
Listen, you didn't go to the doctor because you're about dead.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's the reason why people in these mountains, their death rate was 50-something year old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, here I believe it'd be 80.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about your mom and your dad, tell us a little bit about them and your family and your grandparents. And
my dad, all they knew was work and make money and not spend it.
That was a good way to be.
I grew up and I had to borrow a ball glove. I never even had a ball glove. You know, I resent that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, no bat, no ball, pearls.
Yeah.
And she come in knocking on the window every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Are you up, Sam? And there I was in the bed, you know. The only day he got to sleep. He had to get up and go to church on Sunday. Sunday.
So no ball glove.
We went to no ball glove, no ball bat, no basketball. Mom did build us a court up there. Never had no basketball.
Had the money, but wouldn't spend the money.
Wouldn't spend nothing.
Didn't thought that
everything
was kind of foolishness.
Everything was too high.
Yeah.
Everything was too high. He'd get on Mama for, like, she let somebody have some groceries on credit. Mm-hmm. Well, you know they won't pay you, Sam. Mary, yeah. Shall we say, Mary. And I finally got grown. And he started it. I said, I'll tell you what, won't you keep us down there and work and let her come to the house and do what she's supposed to. She'd have to take off a date from the store to do the washing.
To do the laundry, yeah.
And Arnie.
Yeah.
I thought. And the water, our water was terrible.
Yeah.
You run you. I worked at the mines, and you had to bath every day. You had to bath. Because
mm-hmm.
I stood right over the coal, you know, when I dumped.
You was black.
Yeah. And you were on a tub of water, it actually stunk. The sulfur.
Yeah. Orange looking.
It was orange.
Yeah.
Bathtub was on. Everything was on.
I didn't know that you worked in the mine.
Yeah. I worked. That's where I started out. Bice was worked with me, Russell's daddy.
Uh-huh.
I worked right at about kill me.
You got tired of that mining business.
Yeah, I quit it. Your grandpa let me and Ray Roberts have the Ford garage. Okay. Jack Woods lived there. And I'll never forget that day. That Wally McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
Wally McDaniel was the GMAC man.
Mm-hmm.
The day that we took over Ford garage.
Uh-huh.
And he told me, he said, I got a good silver collection. Silver, you'd be interested in buying it. I said, buddy, buying this building broke me. But he let us have it. We paid him.
Yeah.
Because Ray, he liked Ray, you know.
And yeah.
Ray'd go check his blood pressure. And Ray was good, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody liked
him. Oh, yeah. He was very likable.
Yeah, he was.
Well, tell us about some of the... all the jobs you had in your lifetime.
Well, I was member of the Clark County Fiscal Court 21 years. 21 years. And I guess we started the Vickers and Roberts Ford dealership. And Ray.
You ran the store.
I ran the store for 13 years.
I'm sure there's some good tales from that.
Oh, yeah. I was a master.
Yeah.
And my phone at the store, it rang continuously. And I bet I hold a record in Clay County for marriages. They would send, and they'd send them to me at the store.
Marry them at the store.
I'd marry them young and hanging on them. And... I held 2 or 3 papers. I know they wouldn't last. sure enough, they didn't. I saved them, what, $500? By holding the papers.
Speaking of marriage, tell me the first time that you remember meeting what would later be your wife. Tell me about the first time you remember seeing her.
It's on Halloween, I guess. She's run around with Drucy Brown. See, Drucy and Audrey Fay and Sandy. Chip. You remember Sandy?
I don't think I know her.
Well, she was Ronnie Shelton's sister.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you saw her.
She was in her class.
Okay. Yeah. And you saw her.
Yeah.
What'd you think? Is that it? Was it love at first sight or?
Not really.
Not really.
How'd that all get started?
We just, her daddy didn't like me because I was from Horsford.
Okay, okay.
You know, it's hard to believe.
And what's that about?
And I said, now, wait a minute. I said, there's some good people on Horsford. But we had a name, and people believed ever. I wouldn't live nowhere else. But you name Horse Creek, and they'll say. The little boy used to come here. He stopped the other day driving him. He said, when I want action, I come to Horse Creek. I said, yeah, there's plenty over here.
I think there's plenty of all over.
All over.
It, right. Not just Horse Creek.
But you'd think he was, you know.
Oh, yeah. But back to you and your wife. So you all started courting.
I was a junior in high school.
Okay. She was the same age as you?
Love, 6 months older.
Okay. So you all started dating. What did you do? Where did you take her when you courted?
We went to the drive-in. I had enough. I worked at the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
Ed's, they called it, over in East Manchester. You know, Daddy and them bought him.
Uh-huh.
And Daddy went back in Hyman, and he told Bill, said, I'm selling my part. And they sold it to Schultz Gruger.
Uh-huh.
It was done a big business, you know.
Yeah. So you'd go to the drive-in.
Go to the drive-in, go to Dirtdale.
Okay.
Henny Penny.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you had. Mm-hmm. And somebody put a skating rink in on Courthouse Hill. I believe it's Herman Hibbert's brother, Arthur Hibbert.
I heard about that.
Yeah. So we learned how to skate. Edie could skate like a pro. Uh-huh. She could turn backwards. And I never could.
No. No, me either.
I never could get it down that path.
Well, what year did you get married?
1964.
Where were some of the places that you lived after you got married?
I live right by my Roper Silver's Fruit Market. W.E. owned that building.
In East Manchester.
Right there beside the road.
Mm-hmm.
Just moved over. Wander's Flower Shop was over there on the... You have to go there and look at that and say, God, where was all this stuff at?
Aunt.
Just, and she made $50 a week. I had $40 when I married.
Uh-huh.
And my mother gave me $40. That made me $80,
uh-huh,
which was a pretty good stack back then.
Yeah.
And 60. And I worked. Me and Janice worked the cash register, and I bagged groceries. We worked there. I worked there. Sophomore, junior. I believe I quit my senior. Didn't have time. Had a car.
There you go. That took precedence over work.
Hey, what was your first car?
A 1950 Chevrolet.
What color was it?
Black primer spray down.
Is that how the love of cars came about?
I always loved cars. I was a car man. I kept a car. I had some kind all the time.
What was your favorite make and model of all time?
A 1957 Chevrolet.
I thought that's what you were going
to
say.
And I got one sitting
right out in the garage.
That was a big deal back then. If you, as a young boy, what kind of car do they have?
Oh, I had mine lowered and whitewalled on it.
Cleaned up.
Oh, well, I washed mine. Ass is pretty on. Yeah, you keep your car clean. Your white walls as white as you could get.
That's funny.
Take a Brillo pad and work it in on them and let it dry, then rework it again.
Yeah.
It would, well, of course, you're young, you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
But mine's sitting up there dirty right now. Used to, that wasn't happening. Me and my mother went to the bank to borrow $650 for me to buy that car with. And my daddy put up the money to buy that car. Clarence Shue.
Uh-huh.
You know, he ran a car lot.
Yeah.
Frank's daddy.
Yeah.
And daddy kept him in business. But he wouldn't sign my note at the bank. He said, Murray, you have to get Sam to sign this before I do it. She says he'll sign it. We went back to Hama and said, you sign this note and sign it right now. And Danny had a new car, a 62 Impala, and saw it going. He come up there, me and Ray. We had the Ford dealership. Said, ever how much money you need, I got. I thought that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
He
wanted to help people in this community.
He
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you and your wife, you had a family.
I had one daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then along came another 15 years later.
Golly.
Of you and your wife, who was the disciplinarian in the family?
Her.
Oh my God.
I was wondering who, which one was.
She was.
She was.
God, she's a fireball.
Well, after you got married and you had your family, what did y'all do to pass the time? What did y'all do for fun after all that?
We'd visit. We'd go to Albert and Carlos and just people you knew, you know.
Yeah.
That's all you could do. And if I had no money, do nothing else.
You all were close, your family with your mom and dad and your sister and your brother.
It
and
ain't like it used to be.
You all used to eat and get together and with the family members and.
Yeah, our big dinners, cookout. They was 13 in my mother's family.
Big family.
And eight and daddy. They'd have like daddy and her mama a birthday and something. Everybody'd come.
Yeah.
Churches.
Yeah.
Daddy went to the Baptist and mama went to the Holiness.
Oh my God.
Your sister was a good cook.
Yeah.
She'd do a lot of cooking.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
What are some of the important lessons that you've learned in life?
Pay your bills. Don't buy nothing you can't pay for.
There you go. That's a good one.
I always had the money or I could get it.
Yeah.
If you be honest, you'll make it.
Somebody else said that.
Someone did.
Yeah, absolutely. Said honesty.
Well, give us one thing that you're proud of in your life. Biggest thing you're proud of.
That I'm proud of?
Yeah.
My daughters both got education. She's a nurse practitioner. And mother's in retired school.
Very,
and
they both did good.
Very important.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In life.
Yeah.
If you don't get an education.
Them girls, boy, they can change a lot of stuff.
Yeah, man. She used to use three towels, you know.
Yeah.
I said, I put their hand in down there and let them wash them tiles. And she'd have three or four with her every weekend.
Yeah.
And she'd use three tiles.
Yeah. And then you had probably the washer still in the basement.
It was. I told Edith, I said, you're going to get killed on them steps. Because you get over 50, you start losing your balance.
That's true.
What would you say are some of your biggest accomplishments in life?
I made it. And my wife, she worked 53 years. And me trying to get her to quit. Yeah, what if something happens? I said, well, let it happen. Up every morning, getting ready for work. And
she never stopped.
I know. And up and down these steps. And wanted to cook every night.
Hard work.
I need a blondie sandwich.
Yeah.
There's a workingish family that I'd ever run on. I mean, them boys and Roper, they work like dogs.
And made the kids, that's right, made the kids do the same thing.
Well, yeah, he's used to delivering her about 12 years
ago. Yeah, I remember that. She told me. She told me that. Yeah, but you can take care of yourself. That's a good way to be at your age.
Well, how's your life been different than you thought it would have been? And would you change anything?
I bought about 10 new cars. And now, I wouldn't give my 57 for nine ever on. So that's just...
Tell us, what's the tale? What's the tale, the reason that you had to have that car? Tell everybody what the background of that car was.
I had the 57 when I got married.
You had to have that same car.
Oh, I grieved over my car. I traded it off, and I was sick. And I bought another 57. And my woman told me, she said, if I hear you say that you wished you hadn't sold that car, I'm going to hit you right inside the head. So I was afraid to say much.
Yeah, and she probably meant it.
I got sicker than a dog. I said, what about me selling my car?
You got it back.
Yeah.
That's a nice one. What would you say is, looking back, would be the best time in your life?
Oh, in the sixth high school, growing up, nobody couldn't grab you with a shirt collar. They grabbed me, I punched back.
That was fun times, huh?
Yeah, yes, sir. Oh, we grew up. They went behind then, you never moved. You got it hard.
You got it again, yeah.
What would you say has made you the person that you are today?
Being honest.
I'd say
when you tell people something, do it.
So your mommy and daddy.
Do it, tell it.
Your mommy and daddy both told you that.
Right. Be honest and you will always survive.
Well, with that in mind, how do you feel about the state of the country today? The state of young people?
They got a rough road to hoe. Everything keeps going up and nothing. If you ain't got no money, you sure ain't going to have none. Unless you in a hurry, you know.
It's hard to make a living.
It is. Well, you have to pay your bills.
Yeah.
And insure a vehicle, which it's never drove hard from.
What do you feel about the state of the country? Do you feel positive, or do you feel like it's better looking towards the future? How do you feel about it?
Different world than what I was raised in.
Well, is there any advice that you could give to the younger people today?
Get an education beyond anything, and you got it. If you ain't got an education, you work your hind end off and never have nothing. And I couldn't see that.
No.
Till I got too much.
I agree.
Then you realize.
You realize a lot when you get too old.
Exactly.
Well, at 80 years old, what's the one thing that makes you the happiest today?
Well, now, let's see. I guess when all my grandyoungins gone. And I'm glad to see them go.
Oh, God.
Glad to see them come. Glad to see them go.
See them leave, yeah.
Well, we wanted to thank you for being with us and for sharing all these good stories with us. And we'll have to come back sometime and get some more. That was really good.
That was very interesting. We appreciate it.
Well, you can't imagine the people on Horse Creek. At one time, I believe there's 42 deep mines on Horse Creek. And they had a mining camp in Morning Glow, and Everybody worked at the mine. That's all it was. There wasn't nothing new.
Yeah. I think when we come back, that's what we want to focus on, is you talk about all the mining camps here and how that all transpired. And
see, they used to pay you off in scrip. Mm-hmm. Wasn't money.
Mm-hmm.
Scrip. I was trying to think, somebody's got a lot of that. I believe it might have been Joe, Tom, and Gary. Somebody has.
Yeah. Well, when we
come. From Hyma, there's
a
big place in Hyma. Country store, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's where you spent their money.
Yeah, and my grandpa, you know, he run a store before that. And Bass, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we come back, that's what we want to talk about, I think, because you can tell us a lot about those days as well. So I guess we'll wrap it up and come back later and do a little more talking.
Well.
Thank you very much, and for everybody listening, we will see you next time where you can hear who we've been chatting with today. Thank you very much.